Good evening. My name is, of course, Roger de Swans, and tonight we are going to investigate together, and yet in a way celebrate together, American popular music, its socio-psycho-historico-cultural implications and ramifications.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out, way out. That's where the fun is, way out, way out. That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. We're starting the show and the new season with a song from a truly iconic LP from 1972. 5 years from Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars album. A song that's the obvious choice to begin the fifth season of The Garage, from an album that could prove to be a vinyl collector completist nightmare. Let me explain. From 1972 to 1980, the album had three different RCA catalog numbers, three different RCA label variations, and was pressed on two different types of vinyl, the second being the infamous RCA Dynaflex. You remember, the album you can almost bend double? There was a clear vinyl 2LP set on Ryko from 1990, a Mobile Fidelity Sound Labs release from 1982, and finally a 40th anniversary vinyl and DVD set on Virgin from 2012. And that's just the domestic releases. You still have copies from the rest of the world to track down. A word of warning, this completist mentality leads to a garage full of vinyl. A vinyl garage. Believe me, I know. Season 5 starts now.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet, then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people, and all the tall, short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up at the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of Ma, and I wanted to get back.
We started the show with an artist's single album that, if you're not careful, could fill an entire shelf in your vinyl garage with all of its many variations, and followed up with an artist whose total output was only 3 LPs. There were no reissues, no second pressings, and certainly no greatest hits packages. And in fact, nearly 35 years later, these are one of the very few records of the 70s never to be released on the CD. The artist was David Werner, a Pittsburgh native that took his talents to LA, signed on to RCA as Bowie's label mate, and was cast as glam rock, the subject of this week's Vinyl Garage. Werner's contribution to the cause was WizKid, the title cut from his debut album from 1975. Glam rock was a subgenre best known for outrageous and flamboyant clothing, platform boots, and glitter. Many times fronted by campy, androgynous singers, and Mott the Hoople fit the bill. We heard One of the Boys, an album cut from 1972's All the Young Dudes LP, an album produced by David Bowie. Paul Francis Gadd, best known as Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 1 and 2, was a huge hit from 1972. From the same LP that gave us the previously mentioned hit was I Didn't Know I Loved You Till I Saw You Rock and Roll, or maybe not until he knew how old you were. Telegraph Sam was the first single released by T-Rex's follow-up to Electric Warrior from 1971, Slider. It's no coincidence that it's reminiscent of Bang a Gong, making it the Rex's third number one single in the UK.
Bam, bam. eyes wander, flashing thighs that hypnotize. The boys make them lick their lips and smile. Follow them to their castle, standing on the corners. You're all come to see the queens of Hollywood Boulevard. Talk of golden days gone by. The straight folks say the magic's gone. But in their dreams which fill their minds, they see the magic linger on. In each and every queen on Hollywood Boulevard.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Listen carefully, there will be a test.
Foxy from the Roxy might turn some heads tonight. Flashlight dream, peaches and cream delight. Roxy Roller, fun bug jump, she gets bubble gum on her knees. Down between the seats, sometimes she'll pass you the key. Roxy Roller, ooh. Foxy joined the syndicate knowing it wasn't fair. Roxy Rola. Ooh, Roxy Rola.
Bubblegum and glam, and by the sound of the Sweets' first few singles, it could have gone either way. Thankfully, they became the band that we know of today. Their second single of 1972, the first being the song Little Willie, was Wigwam Bam, the missing link from the bubblegum into hard glam rock. It's also surprisingly the first single the record company allowed them to actually play on. Previously, the honors went to studio musicians. The glam rage eventually reached our friends to the north, and in true Canadian fashion, a couple of years later than everyone else on the planet, in 1975, with the next two bands. Neil Merriweather's discography could endanger one of your empty shelves in your vinyl garage, as he seemed to play with everyone at one time or another in Canadian music, until he went solo in 1975 with his Space Rangers LP, and the song Hollywood Boulevard. His foray into glam. Another Canadian band, Sweeney Todd from Vancouver, hit it big with the song Roxy Roller. Sweeney Todd won't fill up much of your shelves with their two LPs, but the Roxy Roller single may. The first printing featured lead vocalist Nick Gilder. He was to bless us, and I use the term very loosely, with the song Hot Child in the City in 1978. The single was released on a Canadian green label London, the promo white label Canadian London, the blue and white US London, the orange and white US promotional London, and for good measure, on Chrysalis after Nick went solo and re-recorded it in 1976. Now, this story is complicated enough, but when Gilder left the band, the song was re-recorded with a new singer, and the records were re-released with new catalog numbers. The new singer? Brian Guy Adams. Yeah, that Brian Adams. He was 15 at the time, and his vocal track was sped up to sound more like Nick Gilder. The Brian Adams version would become the version that most people recognize, but in true garage fashion, we heard Gilder's take. Susie Quattro would also cover it in 1977.
For a better day, now hear what she's got to say. Klänge, Melken, Zwänge, der Nottig Norm. Him from New York, prompted the tutor of Super Bowls. Judith Ingo, sick of the scene, just bragging to fools. She took his own, the carousel, she made a smile and know how.
Some evidence of glam rock being the missing link between bubblegum and punk. Now, I know how that sounds. Crazy, right? So how do you explain the New York Dolls? They tick every box in the Are You Glam manual. Outrageous clothes, lipstick, eye makeup, platforms, shoes, along with being effeminate and androgynous at the same time, but yet display punk attributes. They were contemporaries of Kiss, who themselves could be categorized as glam, many times trading opening headlining act status at each other's shows, and would be named as an influence by numerous punk bands to come. The song Personality Crisis is from their first of two LPs for Mercury Records from 1973. The Cockney Rebel, referred to as Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel, beginning as of the third LP, released two singles before their first LP, 1973's Human Menagerie, Sebastian and Judy Teen. If you would hear the latter and see the pictures of the band, they would fit the glam mold. However, they would quickly morph into a straightaway pop band on future releases. Judy Teen is recorded at Abbey Road and produced by Alan Parsons.
Sweetness, I like your dress. I love the way you know you're the best. love you, yes, I love you, yes, I love my cougar. I want you, yes, I want you, yes, I really do. Tomcat, you know where it's at. But come on, let's go to my flat. Lay down, groove on the mat, where you can be my cougar too. I love my cougar, I want you, yes, I want you, yes, I really do.
Nighttime's a lonely time. When you're gone, I'm starting to cry. But you know that you're on my mind. Oh, honey, be my cougar too. Do, 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 you love me too. Will I smile or will I be blue?
New York, 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 tiger feet. Your tiger feet. All right.
Well, flash your warning lights just as long as you like. I know you're aching to be making me tonight. I got a feeling that my knee is a feeling.
Alvin Stardust, his real name was Bernard Jewelry, was the most successful alias in his 50 years in the biz, changing his name to cash in on the glam craze. Looking more like a cheap Elvis impersonator, he amassed 7 top 10 records in the UK. My Cuckoo was his inaugural release with the new persona, reaching number 2 in the charts. Side note, he was married to Rory Storm's sister Iris. Russ Ballard's New York groove was best known when covered by Ace Frehley in 1978 for the Kiss solo albums project, but 3 years earlier, the song made its single debut when performed by British glam band Hello. The band is still together. Hurry to their website for a chance to buy a 40th anniversary coffee mug. It'll cost you $7. When Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Parts 1 and 2 hit the big time, he needed a backing band for live dates, and the Glitter Band was born. Eventually moving on without Gary, they released Angel Face in 1974, which reached number 4 in the UK charts. This British band produced 14 UK top 20 hits between 1973 and 1976, including 3 number 1s, but were all but unknown in the States, and remain so to this day. The song Tiger Feet was the best-selling single in England for 1974 by the band Mud. The song was also featured in the opening ceremonies in the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Who knew? And coming up in a moment, The Tubes from their debut LP from 1975, What Do You Want From Life? Only the second American band in this glam hour. There you have it, an entire hour of your precious weekend spent listening to guys dressed in spandex, glitter, boas, lipstick, eye makeup, and platform shoes. It'll be our little secret. Nobody needs to know you've enjoyed it. The Vinyl Garage can be reached at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Good night, and good luck.
What do you want from life? A meaningless love affair with a girl that you met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one? Time to love and somebody you can trust.
Well, you can't have that, but if you're an American citizen, you are entitled to a heated, kidney-shaped pool, a microwave oven, don't watch the food cook, a Dyna Gym. I'll personally demonstrate it in the privacy of your own home. A king-size, titanic, unsinkable Molly Brown waterbed with polybendum, a foolproof plan, and an airtight alibi. Real simulated Indian jewelry. A Gucci shoe tree. A year's supply of antibiotics. A personally autographed picture of Randy Mantooth and Bob Dylan's new unlisted phone number. A beautifully restored Third Reich swizzle stick. Rosemary's Baby. A dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams. A new Matador. A new Mastodon. A Maverick. A Mustang. A Montego. A Merc Montclair. A Mark IV, a Meteor, a Mercedes, an MG, or a Malibu, a Mort Moriarty, a Maserati, a Mack truck, a Mazda, a new Monza, or a moped, a Winnebago. Hell, a herd of Winnebagos, we're giving them away. Or how about a McCulloch chainsaw? A Las Vegas wedding, a Mexican divorce, a solid gold Kama Sutra coffee pot, or a baby's arm holding an apple.